Ви з SBS українською.
Hello from the BBC. I'm Rich Preston with an update on the war in Ukraine. It's day 93 of Russia's invasion, and Russian missiles have hit the central city of Dnipro, reportedly killing at least 10 people at a National Guard barracks. Dozens of others were injured. Dnipro is one of Ukraine's biggest cities and is some distance from the front line in the east. Meanwhile, in eastern Ukraine, Russian-backed separatists say they've seized control of a strategically important town called Liman. It's on the road to the city of Slovyansk, which is a key Russian target. There's also been further heavy fighting around Severodonetsk and Lysychansk, which are the easternmost places under Ukrainian control. The BBC's Joe Inwood is in the capital, Kyiv.
The Russian attack on the city of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk is really picking up pace, and it's not just on those two cities. They're apparently attacking right across the front, all the way around the Donbass. There are heavy Russian advances, really astonishingly large levels of artillery, of rockets, of air power coming in, and I think the Ukrainians are struggling to cope with it. Right across the Donbass, in both Luhansk and Donetsk oblasts, we're seeing Russian advances. They're not breaking through in huge waves. They're not sweeping away the Ukrainian defenders, but they are getting through their positions.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's offensive in the Donbass could result in the region becoming uninhabited. He said Moscow seemed intent on reducing cities to ashes and repeated his accusation of mass killing of civilians, saying Russia's actions amounted to genocide. As fighting continues, a former Ukrainian finance minister, Timofey Milovanov, told the BBC he estimates Ukraine has lost up to $600 billion as a result of the invasion.
One needs to think about how to rebuild, whether we really need to rebuild what has been destroyed, or whether we use this as an opportunity to modernize the country and leapfrog. In Europe, there is the notion of build back better. And this is the idea of modernizing the country. A lot of thinking is being put into the smart way of using the resources that will be available to explore the opportunities for rebuilding.
Meanwhile, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has made another plea for Ukraine to get the military support it needs to fight Russia. And in the US, media reports there suggest Washington is preparing to step up its backing for Ukraine with the supply of long-range rocket systems. Angela Stent is director of the Center for Eurasian, Russian and East European Studies at Georgetown University and the author of the book Putin's World. She spoke to the BBC.
Well, the Russians do seem to be taking more territory there. It's taking them a long time. It's a long, grinding war of attrition. But the Ukrainians, as you said at the beginning of this report, themselves are now saying that the Russians are making some progress there. Ukraine desperately needs the weapons that the US has now promised to send. The president signed the legislation, but it's still going to take some time for those weapons to get there because the Ukrainian army is outmanned by the Russian army.
One of the consequences of Russia's action in Ukraine has been Finland and Sweden saying they'd like to join the Western Defence Organisation, NATO. But another NATO member, Turkey, has stood in the way, accusing both countries of harbouring Kurdish separatists who Turkey describes as terrorists. Now, Poland's Foreign Minister, Zbigniew Rau, who's been meeting his Turkish counterpart, says he's optimistic the row can be resolved.
I'm very optimistic about the prospect of settling this dispute, and in the best spirit of a long NATO unity and partner solidarity, this issue will be solved. I'm very optimistic about the accession of Sweden and Finland, and certainly given the dynamics of the political and military processes in our part of Europe, it's certainly not going to take years or months.
But Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu has reiterated his country's stance on the issue.
Those countries need to take solid steps. We're not expecting the impossible. They have to cut the support they're giving to terrorism.
Russia justified its invasion of Ukraine by saying, among other things, that NATO was getting too close to its borders and it wanted to deter a creeping Western military expansion. But Russia's offensive has had the opposite effect, with these two previously neutral countries, one of them on Russia's border, now another step closer to joining the alliance. Those are the latest developments on day 93 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rich Preston at the BBC.
Хочете почути більше подібних історій? Слухайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify або будь-якому іншому місці.